Ben Ellis is the director of DNR's Parks and Recreation Division. He says NuVista applied for permits to do three studies around Chicoutimi Lake this summer.
One is a stream flow studies, a continuation of work they began last year. A study of raptors and birds in the area, and continuation of fishery surveys in the area. All baseline data that support the park's current purposes, the way the statutes are written. This is information that at the present time we don't have in the area, and we find it is going to be very important and interesting information as we build a database on the types of activities and stream flows and so forth that are within the park.
To do their work this summer, NuVista requested the use of helicopters to transport researchers back and forth between sites on Chicoutimi and their lodging, which last year was at the nearby Tikchik Narrows Lodge. Helicopter landings are prohibited in the park, excepting for some emergency situations. NuVista calculated about 133 helicopter trips would be needed. Ellis said DNR agreed to a slightly smaller set of numbers.
We have granted them access, but have scaled it back to looking at the number of days, and then they will be allowed 7 days, and the day is one helicopter from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To work in areas that have not currently been blocked out for guides.
In other words, DNR has set up certain blackout dates for areas that permits have already been issued for guided hunting, fishing, or floating. DNR will allow for helicopter use on 7 days this season, with 7 alternate days set aside in case NuVista is weathered out. How many flights they use during those days is up to them. This issue remains controversial, and Ellis says he understands that and is glad that many people are passionate about Wood Tikchik, which is the largest state park in the country. Last year, he denied some key permits NuVista was requesting that would have involved drilling and blasting in the park. The state's Department of Law helped determine those studies were illegal based on the statutes that govern the park. But some other studies, says Ellis, are consistent with current law.
Baseline studies that would provide information such as fisheries, archaeological sites, animal and bird movement, so forth, are acceptable and encouraged within the current statutes. So the litmus test for the current set of permits, the ones that were granted last year, the one that was granted in the spring of this year, and the one that was granted just last week, is based upon that direction of the Department of Law, that the information is consistent with the way the statutes read at this time.
There was an effort during the last legislative session to change the current park statutes, either to allow the studies to proceed unimpeded or to allow Chicoutimi Lake to permanently be open to hydroelectric development now or in the future. Neither the House bill nor the Senate bill passed, but they did serve to highlight the vulnerability of state park protections.
The Wood Tikchik State Park is a legislative designated park. In other words, the legislature created it, and they directed me how to manage it. And we continue to manage it under that direction. If the legislature deems that they're going to change the direction of how it's managed, then obviously, and it passes, then obviously we will salute and we will manage it in that direction.
The helicopter days granted to NuVista for 2013 will fall inside of times not previously permitted to hunters and other travelers. Those planning to travel in the remote wilderness areas of the park who wish to avoid the disturbance of helicopter travel can call the ranger station in Aleknagik for more information. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.